a Christian state in Braj for 11 years and three equal time periods in three dhams. One third in Gokul, one third in Chatikar, one third in Nandagaon. So in Gokul, Krishna enjoyed his Bali Leela, Gopal Krishna, Krishna Kumar, Makanchur, primarily feeling butter and primarily relishing paternal love with all the mothers, the mother cows and the mothers of the gopas, the jananis of Gokul, stealing your butter, stealing your love, and stealing your hearts. And this was his pastime over there. Of course, he's also playing in the sandbox. He's playing in the sandbox with the gopis also. Baby Radha, Baby Lalita, they also playing in nursery school. Like boys and girls play in nursery school. Not exactly nursery school, but something like that. 2 years old, 3 years old. So they were meeting and playing also at that time. But it was all very innocent because Krishna's only 3 years old. Then when he went to Chatikar, 3 3/4 years, 3 years, 7 months. Then he, at the age of 6, when Krishna turned his 6th birthday, his 6th birthday, of course, is in Bhadramas. And Bhadramas was 2 months ago. Bhadra Ashwin Kartik, I think so. So then he turned 6. So in his 6th year, on this particular day in Kartik, so many auspicious things happened. He was given charge of the cows. Up until that time, he was just a vatsa. He was a vatsapal. Vatsapal. Vatsapal means the protector of vatsa. Vatsa means calf. Little babies, like we see a little calf. It's a calf, vatsa. Vatsapal. And his mother used to call him vatsa. In Sanskrit, vatsa is a very affectionate term. It means, oh, my calf-like son. And it has lots of meanings to it, which I've explained once before. So vatsapal. And then he killed a few demons over there in Chatikar, which I can't remember, Agasur or Bhagasur or whatever over there. And so on this particular, in Kartik, in Krishna went 6th year running. He's running his 6th year, 6 years and a couple months, Vajra to Ashwin, Ashwin to Kartik. 6 years and 2 months. On this Ashtami, Shukla Ashtami, which is very auspicious month. Then this is also Shravan Nakshatra. I believe it's Shravan Nakshatra, which is also very auspicious nakshatra. May even be a moving nakshatra. Because each nakshatra has different characteristics. Steady, moving, cruel, this, that, the other thing. So this is Shravan. Shravan is M, as I thought. M means movable. Shravan is a movable nakshatra. These are the characteristics of nakshatra. Gentle, cruel, excellent, movable, steady, and mixed. So for example, Anuradha, which is a very, very, probably one of the best nakshatras, for some reason. Anuradha is E. The characteristic E means excellent. Then Vishaka is X, which means mixed. So it's very interesting. On a movable nakshatra, because when you want to move, it's good to go on a movable nakshatra. For example, when you do Kriya Pravesh, or Mandir Pravesh, whatever, when you enter into a house, you don't enter on a movable nakshatra. Because if you move in on a movable nakshatra, then what happens? Very soon, you move out. Or the landlord moves you out. Or the municipality moves you out. Or the dacoits move you out. Or the Muslim terrorists move you out by blowing up your building. Haribo! 9/11 key, jai. So this definitely moved in on the wrong day over there. You imagine a jet plane landing in your living room. That's not a very good nakshatra. And you're taking a bath in jet fuel. That's also not recommended. So this is what happens. So this nakshatra is Shravan nakshatra, which is movable. So it's good for Uttara Goshta, for moving in the pastures with the cows. Oh, you can imagine that Nanda Baba, he called Bhagari Rishi. Bhagari Rishi was a Pandit Jyotish from Mathura. Or Garga Rishi, usually Bhagari was doing these functions. Garga Rishi was there, Shandilya Rishi was there, Bhagari, Shandilya, Durvasa. There were many Rishis hanging around Vrindavan. And we consulted, please, that we want to give charge of our son. He's a big boy now, he's 6 years old. I'm going to give him charge of the cows. Can you pick an auspicious day? Oh yes, Kartik is a very auspicious day. Shukla Ashtami, Kartik Mahiname. And it's a very Mangala nakshatra. This is a Shravan nakshatra. So this is a good day. So on this day, Krishna was given charge of the cows. So he took advantage of that to go far and wide away from Chatikar village. And he was, this is Pogandalila from the age of 3 until 7. Until 7. So in this time, Chatikara Lila, Poganda Lila, and Krishna was given charge of the cows, and he wandered here and there everywhere. So he was going away from the protective glance, the all-guardian glance of his mother and father. So before he'd play in the courtyard, play in the village, and he would just go from Nanda's house to Sunanda's house to Abhinanda's house. And his uncle, he was playing around with his uncles here and there. Now he was on his own. He got his first bicycle. When you get your first bicycle, then you hop on that thing and you're out of town. You're exploring, you're searching, adventures. The adventures are on. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going far. Oh, don't go far. The mother says, don't go far. No, I'm not going far. Then you drive about 50 miles. You go about 50 miles away in your bicycle and see all you can see and hear all you can hear and experience all you can experience. You go in the trails in the forest and everywhere you go, exploring. Because you have to learn. You're a boy. You have to do these things. You're pushed. So Krishna didn't have a bicycle, but he had his feet, bare feet, no shoes. And he went behind the cows, his mother's. So they like to go far and wide in the Goshta Lila. So he wandered very far, and now the gopis are thinking, oh, we've been playing with this little boy for so many years, for 5-6 years, at least 5 years. Now he's leaving the village. So no one's going to see him in the village, and no one's going to see us either. So this is an opportunity for us to go behind Krishna. He's going behind the cows, and the cow, there's all kinds of symbols in the chariot say that cow means go. Go means cow. But go also means senses. So Krishna's senses are going behind the cows. Krishna's eyes are looking at the cows. Krishna's ears are listening to the cows. Wah, wah. Krishna's hands are scratching and petting the cows. Krishna's feet are walking in the footprints of the cows and walking in the go-duli, the dust of their feet, and the cow dung that they fall, that falls from their body. So all of Krishna's indriya, or go, are fixed on Gomata. Gomata. And so he's following his senses, like everyone does. But Krishna's senses are following Gomata. So Krishna's go, which means senses, indriya, are following Gomata. So then he's going. Now, behind him are the gopis. Go means gopi, and go means senses. So the senses of the gopis are following Krishna. So the gopis' eyes are on Krishna. The gopis' ears are on Krishna, waiting to hear his veena, waiting to hear his flute. Gopis' hands are yearning and hankering for the touch of Krishna's body. And gopis' feet are walking behind Krishna. And gopis' eyes are looking at Krishna's footprints, seeing all the charanchin on his feet, the 19 marks, 11 marks on his right foot, 8 marks on his left foot. So in this way, they're totally absorbed. All their go, the gopis' indriya, all the go of the gopis are absorbed in Gopal. And all the go of Gopal are absorbed in Gomata. So it's parampara. Gomata, Gopal, Gopi. Praying sake, then we say, Sri, Sri, Radha, Krishna, go, Gopa, Gopi. Go, Gopa, Gopi. Go, Gopa, Gopi. Ki, Jai. Sri, Radha, Krishna, go, Gopa, Shama, Radha, Gopa, Jai. So it's like this. So this is that auspicious day. So when Krishna's going behind the cows, they don't have any worry about they don't have to worry about dhotis and saris, because they have hooves and feet. When the gopas, the gopas tuck their dhotis up. So from their knee up, they're no problem. They can go through all the mud or dhuli or raj, no problem. But now the gopis, their saris go down to their ankles, or their gopi dresses, or mangra, whatever they wear, it's called mangra, whatever. They go down to their ankles because of their chastity, Raja Dharma. So they're following Krishna. But there's so much mud and cow urine and this, that, other thing. So if they leave their saris down, then their saris will get all marked and mushed up, and messed up with all this cow dung and cow urine. And then they'll be detected, they'll be discovered. Where did you go? What happened to your clothes? You're even rolling in the mud. What happened to you? What kind of girl are you? What kind of girl in this village are you? Oh, every day you're going and coming, doing your housework, and now you're only walking here and there with some water on your head, or some butter yogurt. Now you're all full of cow dung and this and that. So then they pulled up their saris. So when they pulled up their saris, they tucked up their saris just a little bit below their knees, so they wouldn't get messed up with cow dung or urine. And then they show their feet. So on this day, Radharani's lotus feet were shown in this Leela. This is Leela. This actually happened. on this particular auspicious day. Krishna went out behind the cows, and the gopis went out behind Gopal, or Govinda. He became known later as Govinda. That was in his Nandagram Lila. He came known as Govinda. So therefore, this is why it's called Gopastami. The Astami, which he became a Gopa. On this day, Vatsapal became Gopal. Vatsapal became Gopal. The protector of the cows became the protector of the cows. So it's called Gopastami. Gopal Astami. Gopastami. So that's something of the history of it. Now, sometime later, and that was like the first time, in terms of chronology, sometime later in Krishna's Kaishur Lila, in Kaishur Lila is birth of three, and then, like in the Nectar Devotion, it says birth of five, it says six to ten, and it says 11 to 15, Kaishur Lila. It says like this. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he divides into three. 3 3/4 years, 3 3/4, 3 3/4. And generally understanding is Krishna stayed about 11 years in Braj, 10 years and 9 months or something, roughly 11. But in a Padma Puran and some other places, it's stated that very exalted personalities, they mature at a rate 1.5 times faster than anyone else. You must have the experience when you're in high school, when you're in grammar school, the first guy to have a mustache. Does everyone get a mustache at the same time? You're in class and everyone, no boy has any mustache, and all of a sudden one guy in fourth grade gets a mustache. Hey, how he got a mustache? I don't have anything but peach fuzz. You know, there's nothing coming. Because the maturity rate is different. Italians mature faster than Northern Europeans or whatever. They have these things. So there's different maturity rates. Or some girl, she's 10 years old, she's having a period. You know, it happens. Nine. I was at nine. Somebody else is 16. 14. It's like this, different rates. So Padma Puran says, of course, this is a mundane example. Padma Puran says, very exalted personalities, Kshatriyas, Brahmins, etc., they often mature at a rate 1.5 times the normal population. Therefore, when Krishna was 11 years old, which is all he was only stayed 11 years in Braj, he was exhibiting the maturity 11 plus 6, means 17. So a 17-year-old boy is quite robust. Quite powerful, beautiful, handsome, daring. And that was Krishna, dear Lita Nayak. Krishna, stealing the hearts of all the ladies in Braj. At 18 is the most beautiful time. 16 to 18, 20, a man and woman are in their prime, practically. Of course, Krishna is transcendental. He's always in his prime because he's Navayovanam. He never ages. What is Krishna's eternal age? It's told in Sanatana.
15.
Not Kumara Samhita. What is it? Eternal age. It's Nitiki. We say Nitiki Shore. 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. Marivo. Now make sure you get that half there. Half days. This is what it's told. What is Radharani's eternal age?
14 years.
Huh? 14 years. Huh? Radharani's eternal age, he's also Nitya Kishori. Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori. So her Radharani's eternal age is 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. So you should have these numbers down very tightly. At any rate, later, during Krishna's Kaishar Leela, when he was a teenager, and he was doing Gocharan Leela, from Nandagaon, he was taking out the cows. And he would often meet Radharani during Madhyan Leela. He would leave the coward boys and cows at Gwalpakur, where we did our puja, on Govardhan Puja. It's called Gwalpakur. Gwal means Gopal. I mean, Gopas, coward boys. Gwalpakura. Pokura means lake. Pokura, like Radha. Kund means lake. Pokura means lake, like this. Sarovara, these are all different terms, and I suppose they have different meanings. One is bigger or smaller. Pokora. Pokora is small, and Kund is bigger, and Sarovara is even bigger. I was thinking like that also. So he would leave the coward boys there under some banyan trees and all the cows, and everybody would relax, and he would go with Subal, and especially Subal, and Mata Mangal, the Brahmin, Subal, the coward boy, and Sridham, Radharani's older brother. And they say, oh, coward boys, we lost some calves. There are some calves that have gone missing. We have to search and find them. Please, you eat your tiffin and sleep. Your legs are tired and your cows are tired and you relax. So then Krishna comes to Radhakund. Then Radhakund, of course, he meets with the gopis and all these things. And so many pastimes happen. Madhyan Leela from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36 in the evening. But some days Radharani is trapped inside her house by her envious, suspicious mother-in-law, Jatila, and her fault-finding sister-in-law, Kutila. Crooked, fault-finding sister-in-law, Kutila. And she can't leave the house. So she cannot meet with Krishna as pre-planned or as planned. So then Krishna and Subal come to Radhakund and enter one kunj, Sanket. Any Sanket kunj. Sanket means appointed meeting place, Sanket. Preordained. There's so many all over. It's not that there's just one place called Sanket. Although there's a place between Nandagram and Barsana called Sanket, where Radharani and Krishna first met, they say this, in one kunja, which is halfway. It's very interesting. Halfway between Barsana and Nandagram, there's a place called Sanket. And Gopabhati Goswami did his bhajan there sometimes, absorbed in his mood of Mandri Bhava, Guna Mandri. So we have an expression in English among lovers, I will meet you halfway. I'll meet you halfway. I'll give and take. So it all starts with Krishna, like everything else. Adi Ras. The Adi Ras is conjugal Ras. Janmad Yasya Yataha. This is Vedanta Sutra. First verse of Vedanta Sutra 111. 111. First section, first chapter, first verse. Janmad Yasya Yataha. And this is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, first verse, first chapter. Janmad Yasya Yataha. So then the whole Bhagavatam is commentary on that. Janma yasya, so janma adi yasya yataha. He was the source of everything. This is a basic translation. But our Rasikacharyas say this, janma adi. Adi means adi ras. Adi ras is conjugal ras. Erotic love between man and woman, in this case between Purusha and Prakriti. And the whole Bhagavatam is going to explain adi ras. What isn't adi ras? And what is approximating adi ras? What is approaching Adi Ras, Karma Mishra Bhakti of Dhruva, and Gyana Mishra Bhakti of the Kumaras, and all these types of bhakti which are explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which are told throughout the Bhagavatam, they are semblances of Adi Ras. They are not the purity and perfection of Madhurya Ras and Braj, which that's where we finally end up in the Bhagavatam in 10th canto. So this is the Adi Ras. So Krishna came one day in his Gaisura Leela to Radhakund with Subal, and Radharani couldn't come. And that day happened to be today, Ashtami. It wasn't called Gopashtami because that day already passed in Krishna's Poganda Leela. It was called Shukla Ashtami. Kartik Mayname, Shukla Ashtami, Radhakund Me. Mathura Mandala. What's your Gotra? Kya Gotra? Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta Gotra. What's your name? My name is Shamsundar. Achyuta. What's your mother's name? Jashoda. What's your father's name? Nanavab. Okay, now I'll do the puja. Swaha. All this identification is required before they do the puja. The pandas and purohits, and these tirth gurus, Pushkar, Haridwar, etc. It's called tirth guru, pandas and purohits. So anyway, that's a joke. But Krishna was sitting here in Radhakund in a kunj called Sanket Kunj, which is appointed, designated, or chosen by Radha and Krishna previously. Okay, tomorrow we'll meet in the Lita's Kunj at such and such bower. So then Krishna came there to the appointed place. Sanket means the appointed place, the prearranged place. And then Radharani couldn't come. She was prevented by her mother and sister-in-law. So then Krishna sat, Shamsundar sat with Subal. He said, oh, Subal, I'm feeling very unhappy, very distraught. I'm so anxious, and I was so excited about meeting Radharani. And I had so many plans for serving her in so many ways and enjoying so many pastimes with her. And what is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of this day and this place? That is meaningless. I should just drown myself in this Radhakund. There's no reason to live. And then Subal put his hand on Krishna's shoulder and tried to comfort him and said, oh, my dear friend, Osaka, it is not so bad, really. No, he said, no, it is really bad, Subal. And he started crying. Subal said, listen, don't cry. Listen, I'll arrange something. Just you wait. Just wait. I'll do something for you. So in Subal, he left Radhakund and went to Yavat on this day, Ashtami, in Karti. And he was thinking of hatching some plan to bring Radharani, to spring Radharani from the prison, release Radharani from the grips of her mother-in-law, spring her from the prison of her in-law's house, and deliver to the arms of Krishna in the kunjas of Radhakund. He's very clever. Because Subal means good strength, very good strength. Not only physical strength, but intellectual strength. Matibal means intellectual strength. Matirbal. So he's Subal. Very good, very good, very good discrimination, very good planner. That's why Krishna sticks close to him. He's very smart, very intelligent, good advisor. Who is he in Gaur Lila? Goridas Pandit Subal Sakaki. Dandavas. Goridas, one of the Dwadasa Gopals. So, now what's another interesting feature of Subal? He looks like Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. He has beautiful golden skin, and the coward boys come in an array of colors. Some coward boys have red skin. Sounds like redskins, Indians, Navajos, Hopis. They have red skin. Some have blue skin, like Sham. Like Sridham has blue skin, Radharani's brother. She's golden, he's blue. Dark, Sham, swarthy complexion. Some have golden, white gold, yellow gold, chandan color. Green, some cowboys have green skin, like Ramchandra. Ramchandra also had green skin, like fresh grass. Greenish gold, it means greenish gold actually, not like some piece of grass, but not like some Martian, some kind of weird creature from a sci-fi movie or something. People think of that, they say his complexion is the color of fresh grass, that's generally like they say. At any rate, it's greenish gold actually, as it looks, appears green, but it's actually golden. So Subal has and he's very gentle face. He has like a deer-like face. Maybe he has Mriga Nakshatra or something. If you have Mriga Nakshatra, you have a gentle face. With my rising Nakshatra, it's Mriga. Mriga means deer. Mriga Shirsha. So that means that one has a gentle face. So when people look at my picture, I have a picture of me with some devotees and Prabhupada. I say, pick out, see if you see me. And they look, oh, is it this? Like the other lady, who was doing the other day? Somebody, I forget, she was picking, looking. Oh, Vrijeshri. I gave her a CD. She was standing here. She's just looking in my room. She was standing here. She saw the picture because it was facing this way. She said, oh, that's a picture of Prabhupada. I said, yes. She said, are you in there? I said, yes. And I bought the picture over here. She was standing here. I said, where's me? Oh, this is you. She picked out Kirti Raj. Kirti Raj is about 7 feet tall. And Prabhupada is here, standing in the picture, and Kirti Raj is way up there somewhere. Above everybody. He's like way up there. So there's Kirti Raj, there's Vadavallava, there's Mangalananda, there's Satsrup Maharaj, Hari Krishna Maharaj, and Pranavallava guy. And there's like 5-6 devotees in the picture. In the alleyway of LA Temple, Prabhupada's returning from a morning walk. There's only 6 devotees there. And the photographer, too, which I don't know where he was. Candid camera. And I was standing there, and I had a flower to offer to Prabhupada. I had a bhakta. And so Pishi looked and said, I can't, this one, that one, said no. I said, this one, oh, I thought that was a girl. And she's pretty fast on her feet, so she said, oh, this must be your Manjari Roop. I said, yeah. Even as a bhakta, I had my Manjari Roop. She was pretty good and covering her faux pas. At any rate, so back to Subal. So Subal has a girlish face, a gentle, very soft, gentle, very attractive, beautiful face, and the same complexion as Radharani. So he hatched this plan to spring Radharani from the prison of her mother's house, and he went to Yavat. And Jatila was out in the yard making cow dung patties, like you see these ladies. They collect the gober, and then they knead the gober like they knead the flour. They knead it and they put some busa inside. It's not just as easy as it looks. There's a certain mixture, so much busa, so many handfuls of busa to so many handfuls of cow dung. Busa is a dry wheat stalk, straw. And they knead it like this and like that and they push it here and there. I watched them one day, get the idea, so I get trained up. So the and then they take a piece out and then they put their handprints in it, and then they just put it on the ground. Unless they have some wall, they don't have a wall, they just put it on the ground. Then they come back the next day and turn it over, and it goes 2 days on one side, 2 days on the other side, so it's dry, and then they stack it like this, and it gets more dry, and then they start to stack it. The whole system, the whole sequence. And every single lady you see in Braj making cow dung patties, you watch them. I stayed in Barstown some days, and I was watching. They do the same system, down 2 days, up 2 days, like this for one day, then like this. And they have the stages. Stage one, if you look at their cow dung factory, the cow dung, it's like a factory, it's an assembly. They have stages, stage one, stage two. Stage one's like this, they're the half wet ones, half dry. Then there's half, you know, like this, upside down, then like this, and then finally they get stacked up and like this. Very systematic, very organized, and it's been going on like this for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Braj gopis have been making these cow dung patties. Parampara. Cow patty parampara. And there's no break in the parampara. Maybe something happens, Kali Yuga, there's some utpatyaiva, some yoga brush.
Well, they make from the buffaloes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a break. Yeah, that's the first utpatyaiva. They don't make it go duly or go dung. It's not go word, vice bar. Well, it's go bar, and now it's vice bar. Vice means buffalo. Gober, cow dung became vice bar. Something like that. At any rate, so then, getting fired up. So then they, what happened? So then Subal, he went to Yavat, and Jatila was out in the yard doing this cow patty program. And she said, "Oh, Subal, what are you doing?" Because he knows that he's usually moving with Krishna, and she's a little suspicious. "Oh, nothing. Actually, Janani, oh mother, one of my cows got loose. One of my calves. It's got one of my baby cows. My calf got loose, and he's running around this side somewhere. I was just looking for him. He's a very, very beautiful calf, and I have to collect him, retrieve him. I think he went around this side." She said, "Okay, you go and you look around in the yard. You see if you can find him, and then you see what you can do." "Okay, thank you." So he went in, and he's looking like this. And she was there, and singing her song, became absorbed in this Gober factory program. And then Subal immediately stole into Radharani's house. He ran into her apartment, which is right behind her mother-in-law's house. It was built by Bishop Bhattan for her, north of that house. So there's two separate houses. And then Subal immediately met Radharani. He said, "Radharani, Krishna's dying to meet you. It's very bad, and somehow you have to get out of the house. So I have this plan. Let's exchange clothes. So I'll take my clothes off. You stay in your room. I'll take all my clothes off and throw them in your room, and you put on mine and throw yours out." So then they exchange clothes, and Radharani dressed up as Subal Sukha. So from her knees down, she looked just like a coward boy. She had a cowarding stick and a turban and a lagudi or cowarding stick and a turban, and all Subal's vesh. And obviously her lotus feet were showing. And then he said, "You just walk by your mother and just do one of these Indian things like this. Move your head this way and that way. And just walk out." So Subal dressed up as Radharani. And so then Radharani said, "Okay, I don't mind. I'm looking like you and in my face and something similar. But there's only one slight difference between you and me. If you can figure out what happened. You can figure out what that is. There's these two Giridharis, two Girirajas up here, two Karvats, Stana Parvat." That's what it says in the scriptures. Stana Parvat means mountain-like breasts. Stana Parvat. And, not too many cowboys look like that, at least in those days. Nowadays, who knows what's going on. All kinds of perversions out there. So what to do? "Oh, no, no. You get this baby calf. Yoga Maya arranges it by chance. There's a baby calf there." So then she picks, you hold a baby calf in front like this and caress the baby calf and just walk by your mother and go like this. When she says anything, you just go like this. You don't have to say anything and reveal your voice. So then Radharani went by and Jatila noticed Subal. "Oh, Subal, you found your calf? You found your stray calf?" And Radharani disguised as well, just moved it like one of these kind of Indian things. "Yes, yes, 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 yes." And then she went out and got out of the yard and then threw that calf down and ran off to Radhakund.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
So that happened on Ashtami, Shukla Ashtami in Kartik month today, which is called Gopastami. So we're also celebrating that festival. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially celebrate that festival. And Vrindavan and here, and all that, and specifically for some reason, I don't know why, but this particular festival was reserved for Radha Govinda Temple. Radha Govinda Temple in Jayapur, Radha Govinda Temple in Kamyavan, Radha Govinda Temple in Vrindavan, and Radha Govinda Temple in Radhakund. They are all on this day, will have this Subal, it's called Subal Saka Vesh. Vesh means dress. The dress is Subal Saka. And all these four Radha Govinda temples, Radharani will dress. In fact, just to out of my curiosity, right across from Gaur Nithai Temple, there's another temple of Radha Govinda there. Of course, that's not connected with the same, all these other four. These other four are connected by trust and by different trusts and things like that. They're all connected. Same trustees and pujari and families and all this. But there's actually two or three Radha Govinda temples in Radhakund, but this one's right opposite Gaur Nithai Temple. They always have kirtan there. There's always some good kirtan going on there. And start with some families, some grihasthas, and they do sadhu seva. It's a very lively temple. A lot of sadhus staying in different rooms, grihasthas visiting for Kartik, always kirtan. And they were wealthy retired people, Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Calcutta, so they have money to manage everything. So we went there, and also there, I don't know if you saw, but also there was Subal Vesh. That's the Radha Govinda temple, and Radharani is dressed up as a coward boy, Subal. So it seems to be the standard. Wherever there's Radha Govindaji, the Radharani of Radha Govinda, she becomes Subal. So it's a very long story and goes on, and I don't feel so great to tell the rest of it. But that's the gist of it. Because when Radharani comes to Radhakund, then she tests Krishna's love. She says, "Oh, I'm sorry." And Krishna says, "Oh, Subal, what happened? Where's Radharani? You didn't bring Radharani. You said you'd bring Radharani." And she imitates Subal's voice. "I know it. She can't get out. It's very bad, you know." "Oh, Subal, I thought you could do it. You couldn't do it." "Yes, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And then Subal says, "Anyway, you just forget about Radharani. You can go with Chandravali." No, she didn't say the name, actually, because she won't say Chandravali's name. She said, "You can go with some other sakhi from the other party." You know, and down the road, there's another kunj, which is Gauri Tirtha. Gauri Tirtha or Gauri Kund. There's Radha Kund and Gauri Kund. Gauri Kund is the private pleasure grove, and Kund of Chandravali Sakhi was a Vipaksha, against my group. Paksha means group or section or division. Vipaksha means against my group. So there's a Swapaksha means my own group, and Vipaksha means against my group. So the anti-party, we say in English, anti-party, rivals. But Chandravali, Padma, Shaivya, etc. They're in Chandravali's group, and they're rivals. Well, she just says, "Yeah, there's other kund, you can go to this other kund, and you can mix with some other sakis. You know they have so many sakis you can mix with." And Krishna says, "No, I don't care for any sakis. I only care for Radharani." And then Radharani Subal says, "Really? How much do you care?" "Oh, you know how much?" And as this whole conversation goes on, it's very, very beautiful. And love talk. And finally, of course, Radharani reveals her, gives up her disguise, and it's a happy ending. So that took place in Kartik month on this holy day of Ashtami. So we're able to remember this Leela by seeing the deity form or this picture and relish the sweet intimate exchanges of the devotees, the eternal associates of the Lord with Radha and Krishna, and how they assist them in coming together and how they assist them in their loving union and pleasure pastimes and the growth of Vrindavan. And this is our own Manobishta, inner aspiration that someday we will be qualified to also assist Radha and Krishna in their most divine, intimate pastimes in the transcendental realm of Vrindavan and the association of our Guru Sakhi and Param Guru Sakhi, Prabhupada and his Manjri Sarup, and Naina Mani Manjri, Bhakti Sandhya Saraswati, and Kamala Manjri, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. All together we will be there serving these wonderful pastimes. This is some. Kartik is really a charged up month, as you can see when you live here. Ishoda bound Damodar and Diwali, or Pratipat, some people say Pratipat, but Diwali is practically the same day. And then Dhruva Maharaj and Darshan of Chaturbhuj Narayan in Kartik, in Madhavan, forest of Madhavan, You read fourth canto Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj had darshan, sakshat darshan, after all of his austerities, all his tapasya, bore fruit when? When did he get the fall? The tapa fall? In Kartik. And then there's some statements that Gajendra Moksha took place in Kartik also. Gajendra was being eaten by the crocodile and he prayed to Vishnu and he was liberated. That happened in Kartik. And in the Bhavishya Puran, we're reading Bhavishya Puran, it says that Radharani tied up Krishna in Kartik also with a Madhavi Lata and the Kunja. So therefore Krishna became known as Damodar because Radharani tied Krishna with her prema, her Madhurya prema, Mananakya Mahabhav. That's in Bhavishya Puran. That happened also in Kartik. That's why we worship Radha Damodar. We don't put pictures of Yashoda Damodar on our altar. And Gaudiya Vaishnava is our Ishtadev, is our Radhyadev. Our Radhyadev and our Radhyadevi is Radha and Krishna, Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda is Ishtadev for Gaudiya Sampradaya. Well, this is the month of Radha Damodar. Or Jayashri, Kartiki Devi Radha, or Jayashri Radha. We don't see descriptions about Yashoda and this and that. This is some concoction people do. Because Satyabrata Muni, he wrote this prayer where he talks about Yashoda chasing Krishna with a stick. Because Satyabrata Muni, who wrote Damodarastakam, what was his Staibhav? His Staibhav, his permanent devotional mellow, was Vatsalya. He was a worshipper of Yashoda and Nanda. He lived in Satyuga. But these pastimes are nitya, they're eternal. They're all being told and spoken. So he was worshipping that Bhav, that Vatsalya Bhav. Because the prayer is all about Vatsalya Bhav until the end. He said, anyway, I'm telling you all about Vatsalya Bhav, and I want Avirbhav. I want Avirbhav. I want Manas Avirbhav. In my mind, Avirbhav. You read this prayer, Manas Avirbhav. Avirbhav Tirobhav. Tirobhav means disappearance. Avirbhav means appearance. Avirastam. Avirbhavastam. I want this pastime to manifest in my mind, in my heart. What pastime? Vatsalya Bhav. Vatsalya Ras. You follow. This prayer is like this. But you should understand, this is my personal Bhav, but the highest Bhav in Vrindavan, just, and I know that, but this is not my interest. Namo Radhika Ye Todiya Priyaya. Namo Nanta Leelaya Devayat. These Leelas of Radha, Radhika, and Krishna, these are Ananta Leela. These go on and on, unlimitedly and eternally, in the greatest depth and the greatest rasa. So I close my prayer by saying, Namo Radhika Ye. Namo Radhika. Namo Radhika Ye Todiya Priya Ye Namo Nati Leelaya Deva. I offer my most prostrated dandavats. Namo means Nama. Ma means ego. Na means to cut. We say Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Maha. Maha. We say Namo Vishnu. Namaha means false ego. Na means to cut. First thing I do is I cut my false ego. And then I invoke Om. Now, when the false ego is gone, then we can invoke Om, spiritual energy. Then we can, now Om Vishnu Padaya. But unless the false ego is cut, unless we invoke the spiritual energy, we can't take shelter of Vishnu Padaya. Prabhupada. Now Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Preshta. He's Krishna Mukunda Preshta. He's so dear, the Mukunda Preshta Krishna. He's Preshta Krishna. He's not Priya, but Preshta. Preshta means very, very dear to Mukunda, the giver of liberation to Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate, like this Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Namane. So therefore he's saying, Namo Radhikaya, the author of this Ashtagam, he's saying, Dandavat! Dandavat Radharani! Oh Radha Damodar! I'm my Ishtadeva Yashoda Damodar! That's my level, that's my Bhav, that's my Adhikar, that's my aspiration, my Vishnam. But I understand, in Braj, Radharani reigns supreme. So I close my prayer by offering Satsang Dandavats to Radharani, Radhika, the greatest worshipper of Krishna, and the queen of all devotion in Vrindavan. And her Leelas, Ananta Leelaya. My Leela, I only want to see this one Leela. Avirbhav. I want this to manifest in my mind. Yashoda chasing Krishna, and Krishna having that fearful look in his eyes, and his tears dripping down his cheek, and he's rubbing his cheeks with his two hands, and the mascara and the tears are mixing together, and black lines are falling down his blue face. I want to see that fear, that yad yad vibheti swayam, that person who is feared by fear personified. Fear personified runs away from Vishnu and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's running in fear of Mother Yashoda. God is running in fear of his devotee, afraid of being beaten by the stick in her hand. I want to see this. I worship that Yashoda. Yashoda, Namamishvaram Satchirananda Rupam Nasatkundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Vyoluka Ladvavamanam Param Ristamatyantanto Jutta Gopya. So in the first verse he establishes Ishta, Krishna, Damodar, and Yashoda. And the last verse he says, but all glory to Radharani, because without Radharani's mercy I can't go anywhere. No entrance to Vrindavan. No submission to Radharani, no permission. No Radharani's permission, no, then no admission to Vrindavan. Jai Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Vibhav Sakavesh Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.